الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، we continue our studies of العقيدة السلفية, the upright and correct and noble creed of the pious predecessors, and we are discussing the great issue of the Tawheed of Allah Azza wa Jal and the wisdom for the creation of the heavens and the earth and the purpose of the existence of the men and the jinn, and that is to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by His beautiful names and attributes, and to know Him by His authority and His command and His lordship, and to know Him from His wonderful and marvelous signs in His creation, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to love Him and to submit to Him and to surrender in obedience and in compliance with humbleness and humility, to worship Him alone with no partners, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And our topic is specifically Tawheed al-Asma'i al-Husna wa Sifat al-Ulya, the Tawheed, and singling out Allah alone in His beautiful names and lofty and high attributes of perfection. And today we have a narration, a great narration, informing us about the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and an encouragement likewise to learn them and to study them and to know them and to live by way of what that knowledge necessitates and requires. Because if you know Allah by His names and attributes, this knowledge brings an awareness into your heart. And this knowledge, it should draw you near to Allah and cause you to love Him and to worship Him and to obey Him. So learning about Him is a means to fear Him and a means to love Him. And learning about Him is a means to draw near to Him, because fearing Allah is not like fearing anything in the creation. The one who fears something from the creation, what does he do? If somebody's afraid of something, like a big scary dog comes in the neighborhood and is running and is barking, what do you do? What do you do? What do you do? Huh? Do you go pet him? Alhamdulillah, we don't pet dogs, huh? No, you don't. You run away from him. You run away from him. You run away from him. You say, "A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim." You say, "Ya Allah," and you run. You ask Allah to help you, but you run away from him. Same thing if you see something very scary and very dangerous outside. What do you do? Huh? What do? You run away from it. You run away from it. But this is the way with regards to fearing the creation. As for fearing the Creator, we do not run from Him. Rather, we run to Him, we flee to Him, meaning to His obedience and to His protection and to His help. And all of this comes from knowing Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we want to know about Him and His beautiful names. Here we have a hadith. This particular hadith is muttafaqun alayhi. Muttafaqun alayhi. What does that mean? This hadith is muttafaqun alayhi. What does that mean? What does that mean? That it's found and collected by, that it is collected by Al-Imam al-Bukhari and Al-Imam Muslim in As-Sahihain. In As-Sahihain. Naam. Ahsant. So this hadith is muttafaqun alayhi. Also, what does that mean? If we know that it's muttafaqun alayhi and that the hadith is found in Al-Bukhari and in Muslim, yani Sahih al-Bukhari and Sahih Muslim, what else does that tell us? Huh? That it's authentic. Not only is it that it's authentic, but that it is the most authentic. And it not only is it authentic, yes, it's authentic, but rather it's the most authentic. If it was in Bukhari alone, it's authentic. If it was in Muslim alone, it's authentic. If it was in Sunan Abi Dawood and declared by one of the scholars of Hadith who are reliable to be authentic, it's authentic, and so on and so forth. But if it's in Bukhari and Muslim, it's the most authentic. It is the strongest. It is the strongest type of Hadith with regards to authenticity. أرفعوا صحيح مرويهما ثم البخاري فمسلم فما شاطهما هوى فشاط الجعفي فمسلم في شرط غير يكفي. This is what Al-Iraqi, he mentioned in his Alfiyyah, that the strongest narration is the narration of Al-Bukhari and Muslim. And then after that, the one that's narrated by Bukhari alone. And the one after that, the one that's narrated by Muslim alone. And then after that, it's not narrated by Bukhari or Muslim, but the hadith is on the condition of Bukhari and Muslim. And then after that, it's on the condition of Bukhari. And after that, the hadith, the chain is on the condition of Muslim. And after that, the hadith that has been authenticated by one of the other scholars of al-hadith. So we see that this is from the knowledge of hadith and from the science of hadith, that the hadith is muttafiqun alayhi. But here we are, we're studying aqidah. What is the relationship? We're studying al-aqidah, but now we're talking about hadith. What's the relationship of that? Today's a pop quiz type of class. We're studying aqidah. But now we're talking about hadith and hadith authenticity, and which one is most authentic and which one is next in line in authenticity and which one is after that and which one is after that. What's the relationship? What's the relationship between hadith and aqidah? Where does the aqidah come from? The aqidah is munazzala. Aqidah to nazila min as-sama, is revealed. And the revelation is two types. The revelation of the Quran and the revelation of the sunnah. And the hadith is the clarification of the sunnah. So therefore, in order to know the proper and the correct creed, you have to have knowledge of Quran. And likewise, you have to have knowledge of the Sunnah. And from the knowledge of the Quran is the knowledge of the Sunnah, because the Sunnah clarifies the Quran. And without the Sunnah, we will not understand the details of the Quran. So therefore, it's very important to be able to determine which hadith are authentic in the Sunnah and which ones are not, in order to verify the proper understanding and the proper creed. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was given the Quran and the Sunnah. And the Quran is the clarification of the creed and the belief of the Muslims, which is obligatory to believe in. And likewise, in the Sunnah as well, there are clarifications of the creed, of the aqidah. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he clarified the details of the creed, like we have here in this hadith that is muttafaqun alaihi. So, as for the Quran, it's authentic 100%, and nobody has to verify that. Rather, it is well known that this is the words of Allah Azza wa Jal. As for the Sunnah, then some of the narrations are authentic, and some of them are not authentic. And some of them are more authentic than others, and some of them are weaker and weaker than others. So therefore, a person who is going to study the sciences of Al-Islam, and from the best of that, Al-Aqidah, he has to have knowledge of the Quran and interpretation of the Quran. And from the greatest means of interpreting the Quran is from the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And from the greatest means of understanding the Aqidah and the creed is having knowledge of the Sunnah. Even some of the people of knowledge, whenever they wrote books about Aqidah, you know what they called them? When they wrote books about Aqidah, you know what they called them? This book is called As-Sunnah. It's called As-Sunnah, but it's about Aqidah, like the book As-Sunnah by Al-Khalal, the companion of Imam Ahmad, and like the book called As-Sunnah by Abdullah ibn al-Imam Ahmad. Abdullah, the son of Imam Ahmad. He has a book called As-Sunnah, all about creed. And Imam Ahmad himself, rahimahullah, he has a book called Usul As-Sunnah, the foundations of the Sunnah. And it's about creed, to indicate the greatness of the affair of the creed, and that the clarification of that lies in the Sunnah. And if that's the case, then you have to have knowledge of the Sunnah in order to verify. Knowledge of hadith in order to verify. Because if somebody brought a hadith and the hadith is weak or a lie and made up and fabricated on the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then he used it as a proof for his creed, will be like, that hadith is weak, and therefore based upon that, his creed in this affair likewise is weak. Or if he used a hadith that is weak to establish a ruling in the deen and a position in the religion, will be like, that hadith right there is weak. And so is the position that he took based upon that. So therefore, having knowledge of hadith is very important. Whether it's a foundation and a fundamental in understanding the religion of Al-Islam, As-Sunnah. Like Al-Imam Al-Babahari, he mentioned rahimahullah ta'ala in his book, Sharh As-Sunnah. Sharh As-Sunnah. He said, Al-Islam huwa As-Sunnah, wa As-Sunnah tu hiya Al-Islam. That Islam is the Sunnah, and the Sunnah is Al-Islam. And there's no Islam without the Sunnah. And there's no Islam without the Sunnah. So this hadith is muttafaqun alayhi. It's from the greatest and most authentic narrations of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. What does it say? The hadith is the hadith of Abi Hurayrah radiallahu anhu. He says, أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال that the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم he said إن لله تسعة وتسعين اسما مئة إلا واحدا من أحصاها دخل الجنة. الله أكبر. This is very, very amazing narration. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, verily Allah, he has 99 names. 100 minus 1. What is 100 minus 1? 99. That very Allah, he has 99 names. 100 minus 1. Man ahsaha dakhala al-jannah. Man ahsaha dakhala al-jannah. Whoever makes ihsa of these names, he will enter paradise. Whoever makes ihsa of these names, he will enter paradise. Do you have any questions? What is that? Mumtaza anti, Allahumma barik. What does ihsa mean? What does ihsa mean? In order to know what ihsa means, you have to have knowledge of hadith. And from the knowledge of hadith, the people of knowledge, they say, al-hadithu yufassiru ba'duhu ba'da, that the narrations, they interpretate one another. So if we look into this wording, we'll find also that it's narrated and collected by Bukhari in a different wording. In that wording, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, لِلَّهِ تِسْعَةٌ وَتِسْعُونَ اسْمًا مِئَةٌ إِلَّا وَاحِدَةٌ لَا يَحْفَظُهَا أَحَدٌ إِلَّا دَخَلَ الْجَنَّةِ وَهُوَ وِتْرٌ يُحِبُ الْوِتْرِ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentioned in another wording in Sahih Bukhari that Allah, he has 99 names, 100 minus 1, and nobody memorizes them except he will enter paradise. And Allah is witr and he loves al-witr. And Allah is witr and he loves al-witr. So here we see that al-ihsa, it means al-hifz. And to verify that even more, we look at another wording in Sahih Muslim. And in Sahih Muslim, from the same narration with a slightly different wording, clarifying the intent from the word man ahsaha dakhala al-jannah, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, lillahi tis'atun wa tis'un isma. Man hafidhaha dakhala al-jannah. Man hafidhaha dakhala al-jannah. So here we see man ahsaha, ay man hafidhaha. لا يحفظها أحد من حفظها دخل الجنة. Nobody memorizes them except he enters paradise. Whoever memorizes them, then he went into paradise. So therefore, من أحصاها, what does it mean? من حفظها. من حفظها. Okay, so this one here is the narration that we will memorize. We must memorize this narration. This is homework. It's متفقون عليه that from Abi Hurairah رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إن لله 99 اسما 100 إلا واحدا من أحصاها دخل الجنة. من أحصاها دخل الجنة. That verily Allah, He has 99 names, 100 minus 1, and whoever makes ihsa of them, then he wants their paradise. Whoever makes ihsa of them, man ahsaha, is from ahsa, yuhsi, ahsi, ihsa'an. Man ahsaha, ahsa literally means whoever enumerates them. Whoever enumerates them. But we don't interpret the Quran and the Hadith with a linguistic understanding only, but rather we interpret them, yes, by understanding the Arabic language, but also by understanding the legislation. And so the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself has interpreted this word in other wordings of this narration, and man ahsaha means man hafidhaha, the one who memorized them. The one who memorized them. So we pay attention in here when we listen. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said that verily Allah, He has 99 names. 100 minus 1. And this is to emphasize. How many? 100 minus 1. Yani, how many? 99 names. Whoever memorizes them will enter paradise. But we have to understand what is intended by memorizing. Some people may misunderstand this word. Man hafidhaha. Whoever memorized them. It's not simple memory. Whoever memorized them and learns them and understands what they mean and then worships Allah according to that. And then worships Allah according to that, meaning he lives by way of that knowledge after that. So you learn that Allah, He has these beautiful names, and we have seen previously likewise that every name, it indicates a beautiful attribute of Allah. Every name, it indicates a beautiful trait and attribute of Allah. One of his attributes of perfection. So we learn the name and we learn the attribute that that name consists of and refers to, and then we worship Allah accordingly. Accordingly, yani in align with what that name requires. For example, Allah, from his beautiful names, is Al-Alim. He is the all-knowing. And Allah, from his beautiful names, is Al-Basir. He is the all-seeing. And Allah, from his beautiful names, is As-Sami', the all-hearing. So now we see that the name Al-Alim indicates that Allah, He has ultimate and supreme knowledge of all things. And that the name As-Sami' means that Allah, He has absolute hearing and He hears perfectly all sounds. And the name Al-Basir means that Allah, He has perfect sight and He sees all things close and far away. So therefore, now after learning this knowledge, we have to apply it. And that means that we know that Allah, He sees us and He hears us and He knows what we're saying and He knows what we're doing and He knows what we're looking at and He knows where we are and how we're acting at all times, whenever we're with our parents and whenever we're with our sisters and brothers only, or whenever with our friends, or whenever we're in the masjid, and whenever we're alone by ourselves with our doors locked and nobody's looking at us. Allah Al-Alim, He knows about our situation. Allah Al-Sami', He can hear us. Allah Al-Basir, He can see us. So therefore, we will worship Allah with this knowledge and we'll be good, not only whenever the people are watching us, but even whenever we're by ourselves, because we know that Allah, He can see us. Because we know that Allah, He can see us. So for somebody to learn these beautiful names and then to go hide and close the door and do haram things whenever nobody is watching him, this is bad. This is not right. Because Allah, He can see. And we're learning about Allah, and He's the one who created the eyes of the people. So of course He can see everything that the people's eyes are looking at, because He is the one who created the eyes of the people. And Allah, He is the one who created the tongues of the people. So of course Allah, He can hear everything that the tongues of the people are saying. So Allah Azza wa Jal, whenever you're alone and whenever you're with the people, He can hear you and see you the same. So we can hide from the people, but we can't hide from Allah. So we have to remember, learning this creed and this belief is a means for us to be good at all times, to be a good Muslim, to be obedient to Allah in public and in private. This is a real Muslim. And that's why we learn for, to be a good Muslim. Because the good Muslims, they go to Jannah. The good Muslims, they go to Jannah right away, and they have high ranks in Jannah, and they're close to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his companions, and they get to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we understand what it means. The one who enumerates these 99 names, he'll enter paradise. Meaning the one who memorizes them. Not like simply memorizing them and he Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, Al-Malik, Al-Quddus, As-Salam. And then after that, he just disobeys Allah Azza wa Jal. And he does whatever he wants to. As-Sami, Al-Basir. He's, oh, memorize him 199, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Like, and he memorizes all of them. And then he walks around being mean and rude and cheating and lying and all these other bad things and looking at haram stuff when nobody's watching and sneaking around and getting on the internet whenever nobody's looking and doing all these other bad things like this. Like, subhanallah. Yeah, subhanallah. No, that's very bad. That's very bad. That's not the way to enter paradise. Simply memorizing knowledge and not applying it, this is not a good way. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "Al-Qur'anu hujjatun laka aw alayka." The Quran is a proof for you or against you. Huh? Yusabbihu ar-ra'du bihamdi rabbih wal mala'ikatu min khifati. Now, that's what you say whenever there's thunder. Whenever there's thunder. It's a verse in Surah Ar-Ra'd. Now, that's the amazing signs of Allah Azza wa Jalla. That He sends water from the sky. That's why we worship Him, because He's a Razzaq. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, He provides for us from the heavens and from the earth. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, huwa rabbuna laysa lana rabbun siwahu, huwa ma'buduna laysa lana ma'budun siwahu. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is our Lord, and He is the one who we worship. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we fear Him, and He is above us, and He is above us, and He is above the heavens. And He is above the heavens, and He has a kursi, and He has a throne, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He has created angels, and He has created mankind, and there's a purpose for that, and that is to worship Him, and that requires knowledge. Therefore, we learn about His beautiful names and His beautiful attributes, so we can worship Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. We want to close, but before that, we have an important question. How many names does Allah have? We don't know. Ahsan, that's an excellent answer. We don't know. Allah knows best. This is what we say. I don't know. Allahu a'lam. La adri. Allahu a'lam. I don't know. Allah knows best. Some people have understood this narration here. Inna lillahi tus'atan wa tis'in isman. That verily Allah, He has 99 names. Miyatan illa wahidan. 100 minus 1. Man ahsaha dakhala al-jannah. Whoever enumerates them, whoever memorizes them and learns them and applies them, yani, or acts accordingly, yani, whoever memorizes them and learns them and acts accordingly, he will enter paradise. Some people thought that means that Allah, He only has 99 names. But that's not true. Allah has many names we don't even know. We don't even know. But there are 99 of them if you learn them and apply what they require and mean, then you'll enter paradise. This is what it means. For example, somebody might say, I have $99. Whoever memorizes Surah Al-Fajr, I'll give it to him. Huh? Does that mean I only have $99? I have $99. Whoever memorizes Surah Al-Fajr and recites it precisely, I'll give it to him. Huh? Huh? Does that mean I only have $99? Maybe I have 100. Maybe I have 200. Maybe I have 300. Right? But the 99 is only for those who, the one who memorized Surah Al-Fajr precisely and recites it correctly. We understand? So here the Prophet of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's saying Allah has 99 names. Whoever memorizes them and works by that understanding and those meanings, then he'll enter paradise. So it doesn't mean that he only has 99 names, but rather there are 99 of them that if you learn them, they will be a means for you to enter paradise. As for Allah Azza wa Jal, he has names that we do not even know. And he has attributes that we do not even know. We only know that which he has informed us of, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So again, the homework is to memorize the narration that is muttafaqun alayhi by al-Bukhari and Muslim from the hadith of Abi Hurayrah radiallahu anhu. That the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, إِنَّ لِلَّهِ تِسْعَةً وَتِسْعِينَ اسْمًا مِئَةً إِلَّا وَاحِدًا مَنْ أَحْصَاهَا دَخَلَ الْجَنَّةِ مَنْ أَحْصَاهَا دَخَلَ الْجَنَّةِ. This means that verily Allah, he has 99 names, 100 minus 1, whoever has enumerated them went to paradise. And whoever made ihsa of them went to paradise. Also, you have to memorize the next question. What does ihsa mean? What does it mean to whoever enumerates them means? If we look in Bukhari and Muslim, there are other wordings that say man hafidhaha. Yani in Bukhari, la yahfadhuha ahadun. And in Muslim, man hafidhaha. And the meaning is that whoever memorized them. Whoever memorized them. And then we have to also answer another question. What does that actually mean? What is intended by memorizing them? Just simple memory without application? La. Rather, memorizing them and comprehending and understanding them, the meanings, and then living by that knowledge and applying that knowledge in one's life. Do you understand that? May Allah give us all success to learn His beautiful names and to know Him by His great signs in His book and likewise in His creation, and to worship Him with knowledge. And we ask Allah Azza wa Jal to grant us beneficial knowledge and to make the knowledge that He has given us a proof for us and not against us. هذا وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.